Welcome to Stuff Electricians Should Know, where I bring you bite-sized bits of useful information, usually in the form of an answer to a question that every electrician should know. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, John Workman, and welcome to episode 105 of the Stuff Electricians Should Know podcast. Excited to be here with you. Thanksgiving is approaching, and I am so super excited, like I mentioned on the last episode. If you haven't had the chance, better get this plug in here. Go over to rulesforelectricians.com. to get your hands on a copy of our new book, Rules for Electricians. I mentioned on the last episode that I was going to talk a little bit about where the proceeds and everything for this are going to go. And many of you remember Cody, my virtual electrical assistant that we've been working on, had a mislaunch back in May, couldn't shut it down, and had to take it off the market. And many of you have been strong supporters and very supportive and has stuck with me through this, and we're still working on it. We're still trying to work out many of the bugs, and there's kind of a big long story behind that. But the proceeds from anything we sell, from Rules for Electricians, the 25 tips and tricks, 25 hacks book that you can also get on Amazon, the apprentice guide that we'll be launching here in about a week and a half. All these proceeds are going to fund the development of Cody. And if you're not sure what Cody is, then head over to Cody app, I believe it is. Let me just check here real quick. But you can go over to CODEY.APP. And you can learn about Cody, which is my virtual electrical assistant to help you with code. If you're in the U.S., the National Electrical Code, you can learn about what Cody is. And anything that that we're putting together to sell on here is going towards developing the application. And so not only are you getting cool stuff by buying Rules for Electricians, but you are also helping to develop the app that is going to revolutionize the way you deal with the NEC and deal with getting motor data, transformer data, wire ampacities, conduit fill, HID conversions, anything like that. You're helping to fund that. So just wanted to let you know that that is where all of the monies are going as we are putting out these other different products. They're going to help fund the development of Cody. Now, that being said, make sure and head over to rulesforelectricians.com and check out the book and throw us some support. So today I wanted to talk to you about VFD misconceptions. Now, I've done a few episodes on what VFDs are, why we need them, and things of that nature. And now I want to go over with you some of the misconceptions that that people have about VFDs. Now, I've got six of these bad boys, so hang in there. Misconception number one, VFDs are complicated to program and control. Now, modern-day electronics can be very intimidating. You just look at your smartphone and you get intimidated enough. But especially things like VFDs that are controlling other things, functions, motors, belts, drive, whatever, they can be super intimidating because there's a lot of money on the line with these things. But just remember, you don't have to use all of the settings on the VFD. Most VFD startups typically only require just a few parameters to get going. All right, misconception number two, VFDs are too expensive. Now, just because something looks fancy and expensive doesn't mean that it is. Make sure and look at your options before you make any prejudgments about the VFDs. Also remember that in many applications, VFDs are bringing energy savings to the table that can pay for the initial expense of the drive over the span of a few months to a few years. Misconception number three, putting a VFD on your motor will always result in energy savings. Now, this one's to the opposite of what I just said. VFDs don't always save energy. Some of the biggest savings come from fan or pump applications because they don't always need to run at full speed. But don't let this deter you. Savings from avoiding downtime and maintenance can be pretty significant and beneficial. And while we're talking about downtime, savings and maintenance, let me talk to you about this this podcast for a minute and one of the ways that I'm starting to save on some downtime. All right, now back to our VFD misconceptions. So number four, the fourth misconception about VFDs is that VFDs should be sized according to horsepower. Now, when you think of a motor, there are two ways to think of their size: horsepower and FLA, or full load amps. Now, believe it or not, horsepower is not the most accurate way to size a motor when you're looking to install a VFD. The best way is to check the motor nameplate for the full load amp or the FLA rating. All right, misconception number five. VFDs will eliminate all mechanical and electrical stress. I preach money and maintenance when it comes to VFDs, and while it's true that VFDs will eliminate mechanical shock and high electrical starting currents, unfortunately, VFDs can also generate harmful high-frequency currents on your power system. But luckily, there are always other ways to mitigate those issues. All right, and sixth VFD misconception, VFDs require the use of a special motor. Now, many people have the impression that VFDs require the use of a special motor or a special type of motor, but any three-phase induction motor can operate on a VFD. Just make sure to check the insulation rating if you have an older motor. You need to see whether the wire is inverter duty rated. Also, make sure that your motor is being properly cooled when running at low speeds. So those are six VFD misconceptions that you can put to bed, put to rest. And like I say, I've got a few other episodes earlier in the podcast that cover if you're not 100% sure what VFDs are, why we need them, then go back and check those out. I don't have the episode numbers in front of me. I apologize. But just go back a little bit, and you will see a few of them talking about VFDs. So hopefully this has helped you out, answer a few of your questions. And just remember, head over to rulesforelectricians.com, and you can help support the Cody Project and make that thing come to life and become the resource and the tool that it was meant to be from the beginning. So once again, that's CODEY.APP, Cody.app, if you want to learn more about Cody. So I know I'm throwing a lot of links at you today, a lot of places to go, but just want to get that out there and let you know that it's there to check out. So thanks again for tuning in. Until next time, I hope you stay healthy. I hope you stay happy. But most of all, I hope you stay grounded.